I never know. Soy Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a Blues en las Ondas. Linda Valori abrió el programa desde Italia con ese potente Atlas, aunque el imparable Don't Stop Me Now de Queen nos servirá para recomendar Freddie Mercury, la biografía definitiva, el libro que narra la vida de la leyenda del rock que no quería ser una estrella.
this world.
Roger Taylor, el batería de Queen, te lanzó ese directo Gangsters Are Running This World. Pero antes de que John Nemeth and the Blues Dreamers te den un chute de blues en Stone, recuerda que el miércoles 15 tendremos tres actuaciones, ya que a las 9 y media Tina Bernoff and the Cocktailers actuarán en el Loco Club de Valencia. A las 10, Band of Friends animarán el pub 16 toneladas de Valencia, mientras que a las 11 y 59 empezará la Jam Black en el Black No Club de Valencia. El fin de semana empezará el sábado 18 a las 6 con Blues and Company en El Viento, en Valencia. El domingo 19 a las 12, Graham Foster actuará en el Peppa Fan Day de Potries, mientras que a las 10 dará comienzo la jam session con Nasty Boogie en el Peter Rock de Valencia.
Yeah.
Las mujeres deben hacer lo que quieran, como dijo Harp Dog Proud en ese River Loving Woman. Y ahora, The Hot Sardines nos llevarán a los años 30 en When I Get Low, I Get High aquí, en UPV Radio y bluesenlasondas.net.
So the Lord ain't it cold, but I'm not gonna holler, cause I still got a dollar, and when I get low, whoa-oh-oh-oh, I get high.
My man walked out, you know that ain't right, he better watch out if I see him tonight, cause when I get low, oh, I get high. All the hard luck in this town has found me.
Nobody knows, but the troubles are all around me. Oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh, all alone with no one. Chair ain't never gonna get me,
cause when I get low, ooh, I get high.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
Gordon Lightfoot te lanzó ese The Red of the Edmund Fitzgerald repleto de folk, aunque Sammy te acercará a un oscuro Morning Day desde Yamendo.com.
Letters are twisted, fire behind the door, glass broken, shades are dancing over a dead bird. The basement is silent, it smells humidity and rats. But it doesn't bother me, I like to go down here when I was a kid. Only hear voices from the past, people long gone from my life. Most of the things I forget, most of the shit I forgive, but don't make me run
Thank you.
Y antes de despedir este Blues en las Ondas, me gustaría recordar a un guitarrista eléctrico desconocido al que mucha gente ha oído. Y es que Pete Cousy nació el 9 de octubre de 1943 en Chicago. Su madre era pianista y su padre tocaba el saxo junto a artistas como Big Bill Bronzy o Josephine Baker. Con 9 años, la familia se traslada a Phoenix, Arizona, tras la muerte de su padre, donde empieza a tocar la guitarra. Con el tiempo, trabaja como músico de sesión para Chess Records, acompañando a Fontella Bay, Zeta James, Howlin' Wolf y Muddy Waters, entre otros. De hecho, la influencia de Pete Cousy es clarísima en el disco Electric Mad. Más tarde pasa a tocar en The Pharaohs, quienes se acaban llamando Earth, Wind and Fire. En el 68 graba un homenaje a Malcolm X en el Philip Cochran's Artistic Heritage Ensemble, pero en el 73 se une a la banda de Miles Davis, con quien trabaja hasta mediados de los 70. En el 75 el grupo se separa y Pete se esfuma de los escenarios. Y aunque en el 93 colabora con Herbie Hancock, no sabemos más de él hasta que toca junto a Kira Shakata en el 2000. Sin embargo, un año después forma los Children of Agatha junto a Gary Barth, John Stubblefield y Matt Rubano, pero 2 años después denuncia a su productor ya que no les habían pagado, aunque sigue tocando con Burn Sugar. En 2003 crea la banda sonora del corto Alone Together. En 2004 Pete Cousy aparece en el episodio Godfathers and Sons de The Blues, la serie de Martin Scorsese. Entre 2007 y 2008 trabaja en el disco Miles from India. Y así, Pete Cousy, un guitarrista eléctrico desconocido al que mucha gente ha oído, murió el 20 de mayo de 2012 en Chicago.
down.